This is episode 4 of Lakia Inspires. And on today's show, we're going to talk about health because I think it's extremely important when you're talking about your journey and your calling and where God has called you to be in the near future or the distant future. I mean, what's the point of going after success and when you get there, you look and feel a hot mess? I mean, come on. Trust me, I had to learn this the hard way. And let me tell you, it was extremely difficult lesson to learn. So if you're struggling with your weight because you don't have time to exercise or eat healthy, or you just feel plain old unmotivated, well, then you want to definitely listen in.
Welcome to Lakia Inspires, the inspirational podcast designed for you, the entrepreneurial employee in need of encouragement, advice, and simple strategies as you navigate your career, calling, and entrepreneurial goals. Here's your host, Lakia Robinson.
Okay, so this is totally a true story, and I remember it like it was yesterday. Okay, so I was driving down 64 on my way home from work, and it was rush hour traffic. The AC in my car had literally just went out and it was like 150 degrees outside. And the only thing that I had in my car was like this little fan and spray bottle type thing. And so I had that in my face, just like a spraying and like the wind blowing, and I was just perspiring so bad. So I had to like pick up my shirt because I was sweating. I mean, it was just dripping. So I had to pick up my shirt to wipe my face. And oh my goodness, I remember seeing this roll, this belly fat just sitting there. And then I looked on like the side and I saw like this fat roll. And let me tell you, I was so devastated in that moment. Like my life was just on pause because I'm thinking like, Lakia, how did you get this way? Now, some of you are probably listening to this story like, fat? What fat? Well, at least one of my friends said that to me when I was telling her that I was pursuing a weight loss journey and that it had been going on for quite some time and I just had to lose this weight. And she was like, you're over exaggerating. You are not even fat. And so I was like, girl, you have no idea what's going on underneath this shirt. Okay. Or what was happening a few weeks ago underneath that shirt. And she was like, well, the last time I saw you, you looked great. I wish I was that size. And then she just went on this rampage. And then I was like, yeah, I may have looked good to you back then, but I remember how I used to look and feel. So let me just do a side note real quick, because this is a word of caution to all of you right now. Don't tell people, oh girl, you look so good. You look skinny. You don't need to lose the weight. Well, gee, thanks. But I remember a time, my pre-back fat days, and so I want to get back to that size. So you may not have seen that, but I know what was going on underneath there. But anyways, that's just my opinion. Okay, so back to the story. Forget about that little mini rant. But anyways, so I knew she was not going to believe me. And it was just one of those moments she just had to see it to believe it. So as we're on the phone, I sent her a text message of a picture of my fat loss. I knew she got the picture as soon as she got quiet. And then I asked her, I said, hey, do you see what I mean now? And she's like, wow. Yeah. And I'm like, I tried to tell you. She was completely blown away by my progress pictures because I sent her weekly progress pics and really the 21 days that I had, you know, gone on this fat loss journey. If you want to see those pictures, go to bodyslay.com and check them out. So why am I telling you this? Because that was like a really dramatic story, right? But why am I telling you this when we are mainly talking about pursuing your calling? Well, there are a few different reasons why I am sharing this today. One of the reasons is because we often just talk about callings and we focus on getting to the final destination. Well, if your physical health is a hot mess and in disarray, your life is in a mess too. And so your health is extremely important. And we talk about the mental and emotional health often, but physically, you have to be in shape for what God has for your life. And you're going to hear a lot of that in my episodes coming up about your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. All of this stuff is super important when you're pursuing your calling. Another reason that I think this is important and why I'm sharing it, and I need you to listen to me, like seriously, because I don't want you going down the same path that if you're already on this path, I need you to wake up and take control of your health. Because we all know how easy it is to get focused on the future. I mean, so locked in that nothing else matters, that you're just laser focused on achieving the goal. But one thing about the future is that you can't control it. Like, your outcome, your destiny, what God has called you to do, the process that it takes to get there, you have no control over that. And it is so easy to turn your attention over to something that you can control. Some can find it in various activities, but I have seen where people will find it in emotional eating. And I know for me, that was my go-to. This ain't working out. I ain't got nothing else to do. Let me eat a cupcake, okay, with whipped cream. That was it. And so when you follow down that path, you eventually look up and you're like, who is this person in the mirror? Where did this roll of fat come from? Okay, where did this back fat come from? And again, I know it all too well. And so with that being said, the next reason that I think this is important and why I'm sharing this with you is because I want to share some of the tips that I personally implemented in my life to see the results that I needed to see over 21 days, okay? And so I want you to remember, as you are listening, I am not a doctor. I am only sharing with you what I have personally done myself. And I hope that it works for you. I hope that, you know, you take and implement some of these strategies, but they're really simple that you can start right now, like today, when you go back to work or on your lunch break or whatever you're doing, you can really start that today. Okay, so here goes. One, if you have a job where you sit down all day or most of the day, you can't act like you don't have a job that you sit down at. Like, you have to literally adjust your caloric intake accordingly. It honestly may not be the wisest thing, knowing that you're going to sit down all day, you're not going to exercise or do anything, to sit there and eat like 5,000 calories. You know, I know that's a lot, but you can get like 2,000 calories in a McDonald's meal, okay? And even the snacking, those little snacks add up. I mean, if you're eating a Twix bar here and there or potato chips or whatever, that stuff adds up. So be aware of your caloric intake. The second thing that you may want to do, like something small starting right now, work out. Think of things you can do with very little time. I know for some of you, you may be in rush hour traffic. So that's an hour or two out of your day every single day. So by the time you get home, you're exhausted. You just want to relax. You want to eat. You want to enjoy your evening, not have to think about another workout session. But I would encourage you to look up some things online that you can do sitting at your desk or, you know, running little errands or whatever it is. But I would definitely consider just doing an exercise, doing a workout that fits your schedule. And I'm telling you, no excuses here. It's so important that you give your body what it needs. It needs the exercises, okay? And if you go over to my site, bodyslay.com, you'll see that I was doing all of this, everything that I'm sharing with you right now, I was doing this in a cast and I was doing it at home. Of course, I was cleared by my doctor and I didn't get a chance to go to the gym until later on. So there's no excuses here. It's time to get your health back. Now, another tip that I want to share with you is getting to the root of why your health isn't where it needs to be. So you have to start asking yourself the deeper questions. Why am I emotionally eating? Why don't I work out? When you lay those things out, you'll start to understand or see where everything is going wrong. Okay, so think about that. Why are you emotionally eating, or why don't you work out, or whatever question you need to ask yourself? Those specifically were the questions that I needed to ask myself. The next tip that I want to share with you is to get your spiritual health in order. Now, I noticed that often when my weight was out of control, I was experiencing some inner turmoil because of my non-existent prayer life. So I was like out of control when I wasn't praying. I was out of control when I was not conversing with God. I was out of control when I didn't feel a spiritual connection. And when my source was dried up, when I was not connected to God, I just felt like lifeless. Like everything was falling apart around me. And so when I didn't have that clear vision of what was going on for the next step, I was just out of control. I just started to binge eat. And I started to try to control my world because I felt like God was not controlling my world. And I felt like things were not going well. So I think it's just super important and necessary to have your spiritual health in order. Okay, so now let's wrap up everything that I just said. Let's go back over those four different strategies. The first one, I want you to remember, if you're sitting at a job all day long, adjust your caloric intake accordingly. The second thing that you can focus on is working out. No matter what your schedule looks like, even if it's 10 or 20 minutes, get that workout in. The third thing you need to do is remember to get to the root cause of why your health isn't where it needs to be. Start asking yourself those questions. And then lastly, spiritual health is super important. Get that in order and you will see progress in your life. At the end of the day, I want you to be healthy for the next chapter of your life, for the next level of influence that God is going to give you. And even if you don't know where you're going, know that you are going. You're going somewhere and God's going to take you there. And so your health matters. Now, if you want to get some more tips on how I lost that body fat in 21 days, not all of it, but it was some progress, definitely go over to bodyslay.com and check that out. Make sure you also check out my pictures for some inspiration and motivation for you on your journey.
Thanks for listening to Lakia Inspires by Lakia Robinson. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.lakiainspires.com. Also, be sure to subscribe for more simple life strategies as you pursue your career, calling, and entrepreneurial goals. See you in the next episode.